Telecommunications giant Global Crossing Limited has filed for bankruptcy. It's the largest such filing of a telecommunications firm and the fourth largest corporate insolvency in U.S. history. Two Asian firms are now planning to acquire most of Global Crossing's stock, Anthony Kuhn reports.
Like the bankrupt energy corporation Enron, Global Crossing bet on growing demand for broadband internet services and lost. Over the past 5 years, the firm spent $15 billion to build a network of high-speed internet and phone lines under the Atlantic Ocean. It tried to sell its capacity wholesale to telecommunications and internet service providers. But the firm never turned an annual profit, nor realized its goal of connecting 27 countries in a 100,000-mile telecom network. Global Crossing's chairman, Gary Winnick, a former associate of junk bond king Michael Milken, founded the firm in 1997. Winnick profited from Global Crossing's stock deals to the tune of $730 million. Yesterday, the New York Stock Exchange suspended trading of the firm's shares, which have dropped 99% since March 2000, wiping out $40 billion of the company's market value. The stock went from a high of over $60 a share down to 13 cents in over-the-counter trading yesterday. Hong Kong firm Hutchison Whampoa and Singapore Technologies have offered to invest some $750 million for 70-80% of the company's shares. Hutchison is the world's largest private port operator, and its owner Li Ka-shing is Hong Kong's richest man and a household name in Asia. Both investors already have business ties with Global Crossing's Asian arm. Before the deal goes through, though, a bankruptcy court must approve Global Crossing's reorganization plan by August. The firm will have to negotiate with its creditors to decide how to divide the proposed investment. Global Crossing has several government customers, including the Navy, which could complicate the firm's takeover by foreign companies such as Hutchison. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.